وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We have the class of Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, the class, the lesson from the book of Al-Adab Al-Mufrad Al-Imam Abi Abdullah Muhammad ibn Ismail Al-Bukhari Rahimahullah. Qala Babu Al-Khadf. Babu Al-Khadf. Qala Rahimahullah Haddathana Adam. Qala Haddathana Shu'bah. عن قتادة قال سمعت عقبة بن صهبان الأزدي يحدث عن عبد الله بن مغفل المزني رضي الله تعالى عنه قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخذف وقال إنه لا يقتل الصيد ولا ينكي العدو وإنه يفقأ العين ويكسر السن. عبد الله بن مغفل رضي الله عنه قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخذف وقال إنه لا يقتل الصيد ولا ينكي العدو وإنه يفقأ العين ويكسر السن. This is chapter 404. Remind me the one of the area code number. Barakallahu. 404. Chapter 404. قال إمام رب بخاري رحمه الله تعالى باب الخذف. The slings. Slings. Means what's the ruling of it? From Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiallahu anhu, said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade slings. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade slings. He said, they do not kill game nor injure the enemy. They only gouge the eye and break the teeth. They only gouge the eye and break the teeth. In this sound hadith, the Prophet ﷺ forbade the slings. Do you know what slings is? Arif, you know it? The slings. Who knows it? No, slings. Yes, جزاكم الله خير. Yes, they, you know, the kids, they have some stuff to put a stone or something and they shoot you. Slingshot. Jazakallah khair. Slingshot. The kids in Africa, they use a lot. I don't know here. Yes. أعوذ بالله. They enter. Some kids, they so bad. In the small cities, small town, very small town, few houses, sometimes mostly 100 houses. They go outside the small town in the way of the people, where people are traveling, and they use these things. The next thing you hear is from your neck. Stone hit you here. Another one on the eye. أعوذ بالله. You look the other side, another one come. Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, he forbade the slingshot. And he صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned the reason. He صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned the wisdom behind the prohibition. In many ayat, in many hadith, Allah Azza wa Jal in ayat mention, specify why he forbade certain things, why he command certain things. The hikmah, we are why Allah Azza wa Jal remind us certain things. For instance, as for fasting, Allah said, كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم لعلكم what? تتقون. Allah made fasting obligatory, obligation on us. Why? To have taqwa, righteousness, piety. This is the wisdom. Allah forbade alcohol and the gambling. Why? Allah said, إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر. Shaitan wants you to put between you, among you, O people, hatred. And by cutting one another and envy. And ويصدكم عن ذكر الله وعن الصلاة. To turn you away from the remembrance of Allah in general, especially the salah, the prayers. Through what? Through alcohol and through gambling. Someone who drink alcohol, he becomes in a state of intoxicated. Do you think he's remembering Allah? Yeah. Rather, he started beating people, cursing even the closest person, because this person is not there. Likewise, someone who gambling, if you think he will stand for Asr prayer, and make khushu' and go back to gamble, and take one's house, one's car, one's belongings, all of it in a second, and go salah and mashallah have khushu' la. And it causes hatred between people. And they kill one another. Because of gamble, somebody he sees, somebody took all his life. So Allah mentioned, he forbade. He mentioned the reason. And here in the hadith also, Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned why he ﷺ forbade the slingshot. Why? What is the wisdom? So sometimes in the verses, in the ayat, Allah mentioned, verse of Quran, Allah mentioned why he forbade. What's the reason? And also Prophet ﷺ mentioned the hadith, when he forbade, when he command, why? Sometimes it's not mentioned the reason. Allah command Fajr prayer to be 2 rak'ah, Maghrib to be 3, Dhuhr to be 4. Allah didn't mention why. Why the number specifically? Nor the Prophet ﷺ, as we know, mentioned. But there is general principle in everything that Allah command and everything that Allah Azza wa Jal forbade. Everything Prophet ﷺ command, everything he forbade, everything he said, there must be a reason. There must be a reason, a wisdom behind it. If we know it, if we come to know it, it's increase of knowledge and iman. It's increase of knowledge and certainty and yaqeen and al-ilm. But if we don't know it, we already should have the aqeedah and the iman that there must be a reason, whether we understand or we don't understand. Naam. So in this hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hikmah, the wisdom behind the prohibition of things. He said, they don't kill game. They don't kill game. You know, those who hunt the game. They hunt. So this is not a, what's not used to kill a game. Even if you hit with it, the game goes on its way. You don't eat meat from it because of this, because of slings. Nor this injure the enemy. It doesn't stop enemy from you. You take it. Rather, most of the case, it puts you in a danger. You take slings to fight the enemy with the slings. Irhamukallah. You may sometimes even hit, but that's not the most of the case, it puts you in danger. It makes you feel you have a weapon and you have nothing. So it doesn't destroy enemy. Have you ever heard, did you ever hear Muslims or even non-Muslims who ever capture a city because of slings? Control the city. La. Prophet ﷺ said, the slings only guard the eye. They throw the eye. They remove the eye out. They deeply harm the eye. And break the teeth. Yes. Slings is enough to break the eye. Subhanallah, rather sometimes you think it goes to the eye. And it breaks, Prophet ﷺ said, the teeth. So it's only danger to the Muslims, to those around you, to those you're playing with, not to an enemy. So he forbade, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This sahabi, Abdullah ibn Mughaffal, when he mentioned the hadith, he mentioned for a reason. He saw one of his, you call his brother, son, what do you call? Nephew. Jazakallahu khair. He saw his nephew throwing it, using slings. The Sahabi, Abdullah al-Mughaffal, said to the boy, don't do that. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam naha anil khatf. The Messenger sallam forbade the slings. Then another time he saw him doing the same. He said to the boy, to his nephew, I said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade it, and you're doing it, and never talk to you again. Khalas. And he left him alone. And he didn't talk to him. In this narration, many lessons. One of it, how the companion of the Prophet ﷺ used to take the commands of the Messenger ﷺ serious, as it should be taken. First to themselves, second call others to it. It's not his little boy. It's not the age or age probably that. This person is intellect. He has tamyiz, distinction. He can understand. Prophet ﷺ forbade. Don't do it. He mentioned the Sahabi. He mentioned the reason. Prophet ﷺ forbade it. Some parents, they only command the kids, do it, don't do it, do it, don't do it, do it, don't do it. They never tell that this is from the deen of Allah. So if you say to your son, to your daughter, don't do this because Prophet ﷺ forbade it, because Allah said it. You say to someone, akhi, don't do this because this is the way in the deen. Now you're connecting this person to the sharia. You're training this person to be connected to Allah Azza wa Jalla. To his deed. You are not calling to your commands only. As a parent, person you grow up, Also, the ulama, they mentioned one of the benefits to mention, Prophet ﷺ said it, don't do it. This ayah in Quran, don't do that. Do it. Is that when you say to the person, such, such said from a human being, other than the Messenger ﷺ. It's not like if you said the Messenger ﷺ said it. Say the ulama, the scholar said, such a scholar said, it shouldn't ever be, never ever be like somebody said, your Prophet said it. If there is true iman and true understanding of the haq, of the sunnah, because it is the Prophet who even the alim himself, rather he cannot be true alim without truly, sincerely following the full step of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would have no honor, nothing, no mentioning, if he wouldn't follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Messenger sallallahu, when you say to someone, Prophet sallallahu forbade it, Prophet sallallahu commanded. If you say Allah azza wa jalla said in Quran, this is the verse, it should have a strong position in the heart of any believer than any other thing could have. Plus, this is spread knowing the deed. Spread is knowing the deed. When we just say, don't slings, don't do slings. And when we mention the hadith of Prophet ﷺ, is different. By mentioning the verse of Quran, mention the hadith, we're spreading the knowledge. Also in this hadith, one of us might ask, so does this mean if Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiallahu ta'ala anhu al-Muzani, the Sahabi, did this, he talked to his nephew, he said, don't do it. He did it, he boycott him. Then does this mean everyone, every parent, every uncle, everyone who enjoying good to someone, if that person doesn't follow to boycott, some of us may understand that this is connected to the wisdom. With every text is legislated for a wisdom. لتعقيق مصلحة, to affirm, to bring, to increase. ماذا مصلحة good? Either to cause to exist a good or to increase it. To remove harm or what? To minimize it. So this is all the Sharia, every command, everything of the Sharia, that is the reason behind it. Things to be better, not to be worse. So if today you cut your nephew, that's the first time he applied sunnah. They run from deen. And you know that because of the culture, because of the, that's what you think. Allah alam what's hidden, but that's your judgment. If you say this to your own son, you never see him again. Are you going to do it? Because the Sahabi Abdullah ibn Ghaffal didn't know. Because radiallahu ta'ala anhu sahaba, they were people of knowledge. When they do it, they know the outcome. Radwanullahi ta'ala alayhim. They know the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ more than us. They know the example is the Prophet ﷺ himself, who had both ways. Most of the case, he used to be ﷺ soft and patient and lenient and approach the issue with easiness. That's what he command. Sometimes strong, hardship. So it depends whatever is, what situation today is good. Prophet ﷺ, he was in Mecca, he and his companion used to be humiliated. They never fight back. Time go by in Medina, Anyone who disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla from his enemy, he get the price. Because situation is different. So the Sahabi Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he did this, he knew the outcome. He has authority. The Sahaba had authority at that time. They were the leaders. Even they were the head of the commanders. Any title or any status the human being today have it, any leader had, they had the Sahaba at that time. Not only that, they were the religious leaders. Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim. Not only that, enjoying the good, forbidding the evil is widespread. People of Haqq are strong. More than that, this boy, he's into that position to his uncle. So in many reasons. So every father, every uncle doesn't have to apply this way and say the Sahabi did it. No, you have to look the situation of the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The situation of any alim. Therefore, when Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah was asked issue like this, the Salaf did. He said, Salaf kanu aqwiya, they were strong. He said, people today, most of them are people of innovation, people of sin, fusuq. He said, you boycott people, you boycotting yourself, he said. Because that's what most of them are upon. And he has that famous statement, he said, Al-Haqq is heavy. Allah said in Quran, Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqeelan. Quran is very heavy, the Haqq is heavy unto the person who is not, yani, go along with the Haqq. Allah guide him where the Haqq is easy. Even the Haqq originally. Allah said, Thaqeel. Sheikh Al-Albani said, we don't increase the heaviness of the Sharia with our own heaviness of bad manner and the life of this world, rahimahullah. So now the person, already the Haqq was heavy, and now the way you're dealing with him is also heavy. Too much heavy now. Al-Muhim, that's not justifying weakness of the people, not adhering to the Haqq. Whenever they hear, whoever doesn't hear, his parents, his uncle, his beloved ones, who call him to good, who prohibiting the evil, whoever doesn't follow, doesn't respect, doesn't thank Allah for having the life of these people, who call him to the good, then that one he need to walk with himself. It's not a good sign. Someone is calling you to haqq and you are not answering, especially to your uncle, especially to your parents. But if it happened, a parent, and the uncle, whoever, should be wise and should know that Sharia is based on benefit. Don't make things worse. And this is the deen of the Prophet, if you read the history. And those two incidents are famous. Prophet was asked to kill the munafiqun, hypocrites. The enemy of Islam, hypocrites. Worse than normal kufar, clear kufar. Because they are within the Muslims and Mu'min. Talking about the Prophet ﷺ, trying to kill him, alayhi salam, talking about the mother, the believers, mother, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, talk about, they could try munafiqun. And they are not even believers. They just are there to harm the Muslims, more than clear non-Muslim. Yet when the Sahaba asked the Prophet ﷺ to get rid of this, to eliminate, to stop their harm, صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يتحدث الناس أن محمدا يقتل أصحاب. I don't want people to say Muhammad is killing his companion. People, they don't know, they are munafiqun or they are true believers, they don't know it. The only thing is they see these people in a masjid, these people praying, saying La ilaha illallah. So when the kuffar, they see these people being killed and they don't see the reason why. This will be fitna, trial to them, possibly leave it. Likewise, the day Prophet captured Makkah, he said to Aisha, "Oh Aisha, if your people wouldn't be new to Islam, then it's Quraysh, I would have destroyed the Kaaba and rebuilt it on the foundations of Prophet Ibrahim." لو أن قومك حديث عهد بكفر لا دمت الكعبة ولا بنيت على قواعد إبراهيم. Prophet said, he didn't do that. Even though that day he is the hero of عليه الصلاة والسلام مكة. خلاص. Allah gave the upper hand. But Prophet said, he didn't look the physical strength which that his arm is everywhere in مكة. And he can now destroy the كعبة and rebuild it. Rather, he is a look the reality. Even though you are strong physically and arm, that doesn't mean everybody submit willingly to the haqq. Some people may have doubts, some people they follow the majority, some people are looking how things going on. If they find good in the deed, and easiness and knowledge as it is, and haqq and truth they love deep in their heart. As that has happened with that Sahabi who said he used to hate Prophet the most, more than anyone else. Prophet he gave him 100 camel. Then he gave him another one, 300 camel. He said he became the one I love the most on the earth. SubhanAllah. Therefore, it's in Islam. Wallahi, it's in Islam to give money to the people. وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. You don't know how has money effect on the people. It's one of the tools of da'wah. Especially if this person is a leader of a group or head of a company and the like. A lot of people listening to him. Al-Muhim. So the point is, a Muslim to know everything we're doing, everything we're saying, should be look the outcome. Prophet Sallam said, "Innama al-amal bil-khawatim." Deeds are by the end. What's being looked is the end. Sometimes, if you don't, we don't look the enemies. Our actions, our statement, bring the opposite to what we want. Wallahi. A lot of people, including parents, they regret that they took some approach towards their kids. They thought to be the right way. It happened. So the Muslim, not to just emotionally act, rather to look, first, is this haqq, number one. Number two, is being taken this haqq the way it is, or the person may misplace it, may misuse it. Is he in a level to understand it? How can he understand? All that is important. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, حدث الناس بما يعرفون تحبون أن يكذب الله ورسوله. Tell people that would they understand. Do you want Allah and His Messenger to be belied, to be disbelieved? So if you tell people what they don't understand, beyond their understanding, sometimes it may be fitna. You want their good, but this person he takes on the other side. And people are not the same. That needs to be considered. Remember also this famous incident when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the Hajj in Mina, and he heard a man who said, "Oh, you know what? The Umar Khilafah, the Khilaf of Umar, was just suddenly. If Umar dies, we will choose, we will assign as a Muslim leader such person." Subhanallah, Umar get very mad. Someone is saying the way Umar came was very fast. Anyway, we accepted it, but if Umar die, we have our own way to choose who's going to be the Muslim leader. So we're going to choose such person. When Umar came to this, he said, "I will talk to the people." It's what they say. Abdurrahman ibn Auf, one of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, said to Umar, "Oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen," this is the point, "Hajj, gather everybody. All over the world, people come. Don't talk about this issue now. Delay it until you reach Medina, where there are the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَيُنزِلُونَ كَلَامَكَ مَنْزِلَهُ And they place your speech on the right place. This is sound narration. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he accepted. And right there when he reached Medina, right there, he gathered the people. And he mentioned the incident. And he said, "The one I hear doing this and this and this." Al-Muhim, so look the Sahabi, Abdurrahman al-Awf, and look Umar, how he accepted. Father, this even happened from Umar with Messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. When Messenger Muhammad, this in Sahih Muslim, he sent Abu Huraira. He gave him his two shoes as a sign, people to know he is from Prophet or another region. He said, "Oh Abu Huraira, go, whoever you meet, bear witness, Alla ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah." He bear witness the Tawheed, Fabashiru bil Jannah. Give him the glad tidings of paradise. And he went until he met with Umar. Umar, "Atashhadu an la ilaha illa anna Muhammad Rasulullah?" Umar said, "Yes." She said, "Ubashiruka bil Jannah. And give you the good news, right tidings, you go into the Jannah." Umar, what he did? In return, he hit Abu Huraira on the chest. Abu Huraira felt pain. He cried. This is Sahih Muslim. He went back to the Prophet ﷺ. Na'am. He went back to the Prophet ﷺ. Abu Huraira crying. And Umar is going after him. He said, "Abu Huraira, oh, the Messenger of Allah, you send me with these two shoes. You tell me to say this. I did it. Umar hit me." Prophet ﷺ asked Umar, "Umar, what carried you to do that?" Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, "What means, oh, the Messenger of Allah, if this is said to the people, they will leave worshiping Allah Azza wa Jalla and struggling in acts of worship. Somebody who is given you are from the people of Jannah. Some people, they don't place it in its position. Somebody believe he's safe anyway. It's not like someone who is not sure that he has the possibility of going to hellfire if he disobeys Allah, if he doesn't do this ibadah. It's not the same. To some people, you know what Prophet ﷺ did? فَخَلَّهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So the Messenger of Allah ﷺ left the people. Meaning he stopped Abu Huraira mentioning that to the people. Meaning Prophet Sallam, Al-Imam Nawawi, he said when he explained this hadith, Sahih Muslim, وَفِيهِ أَخْذُ الْفَاضِلِ رَأْيُ الْمَفْضُولِ رأي المفضول إذا رأى فيه المصلح. He said in this hadith that the fadil, the more honor, takes the opinion of the other one who is higher than him. Prophet here is higher than Umar, higher than every human being, to take the, of his opinion. When he sees there is the maslaha in it, there is good in it. So Abu Huraira mentioned that incident later. Very late, about when he was about to die. So what is the point? The Sahabi Abdurrahman al-Auf, he reminded Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to look the right time to convey his word, which is to wait until the companion of Prophet Sallam they gather in Medina. And the Prophet Sallam, he considered and he took, as Imam Nawawi says, the opinion of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in this also, that a father, a mother, a parent, a teacher, anyone must take and accept the good opinion and good suggestions of the people. He doesn't know. My child cannot any ever tell me something. How can? Even he was not there when I was walking around. La, he shouldn't say that. How somebody tell me? La, this is something right? Subhanallah. Rasulullah used to take it. Who are you? Umar used to take it. Sahaba used to take it. The good people. So the point is, all that is to consider the outcome of the actions, the outcome of the statements. Allahu a'lam, the unseen, but what it seemed to you. If you say this and this, do you believe in inshallah it will bring good? Say it. Do you believe, do you think it will make things worse? Don't do it. Because the reason is to bring good, not to bring more harm. This is the ulama, like Ibn Abbas rahimahullah, he mentioned that this from the qawa'id al-sharia, from the principles of the legislation. Na'am. The ulama, they have la yuzalu al-munkar بمنكر أكبر. An evil shouldn't be changed with a bigger evil. And the ulama dimension is the same reason that in Sharia it is not allowed. It is not allowed to go against a leader, even if he's a tyrant. Even if he's a tyrant, corrupted, as long as he's a Muslim, it's not allowed to go against him. To remove him from leadership, to bring another, it's not allowed. Even if he takes the property of the people and he beat their back. وَإِنْ ضَرَبَ ظَهْرَكْ وَأَخَذَ مَالَكْ. Tyrant leader. يَظْلِمُ النَّاسْ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَدِمَائِهِمْ. It's not allowed. Some people thought this is honoring the leader with the evil, encouraging the evil. A'udhu billah. La. It's not honoring this tyrant leader. He will come before Allah. But what's being looked is the outcome. So when the leader is a Muslim, under any circumstance, it's not allowed to go against. In any form of going against. In speech, in hand, it is not. Contrary to the manhaj of the Prophet ﷺ and his companion, those who followed them. Therefore, it is one of the great signs of Ahlul Bidah, people following desires, not following the legislation, to go against the Muslim ruler. The ulama said, not only that, even if he is non-Muslim. Even if he is non-Muslim. Now it should be looked at the outcome. Not just he's non-Muslim. Tonight you run. Next day, every message is closed. Man started shaving their beard. Women, hijab. No hijab anymore. Astaghfirullah. Masajid are closed. Turned into museum. You brought good or you brought evil? You indeed brought evil. And this is what happened to many youth who are just emotional. And al-bid'ah. Like Muslim Brotherhood, Ikhwan Muslimun. This is their way. It's deep in their blood. All area corruption. And after few years, nothing is there. Destruction of the country, of the people, of the religion, nothing. Al-Sunnah, they say, Isbiru, be patient. Be patient. So the ulama, they say, this is the same wisdom which is not allowed to go against a tyrant ruler is because matter, the outcome. So it's not honoring the evil. Rather, it's upon the Muslim to advise the ruler, but in a good way, in a hidden way, not in a public way, in a secret way, in a way which only brings good, even if he kill you in the Jannah, because you said haq. And if he doesn't kill you, it only brings good. Other than going behind him and making people against him, they fight, and after that, the outcome is evil. Al-Muhim, a believer, to understand that the Sharia of Allah all is on hikmah. It's only is upon haq. So it is good to mention when you enjoin something, you forbid something, to mention the verse, to mention the hadith. If you can get it. If not, mention the table of knowledge. Al-alim al-fulani said it. It's not when you say, yeah, don't do this. And when you say, for instance, Imam Shafi'i said, it's not the same to those who know Imam Shafi'i. That's if you don't have ayah, if you don't have hadith. But if you have ayah, hadith, subhanallah, Allah said it's more heavier than any other thing. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as the Sahabi says this, the companion said, Salafu Salih said, Alim said, Naam. That's when you don't have. If you have it, that's the origin. So the Sahabi said, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُ لَا يَقْتُلُ الصَّيْدُ وَلَا يُنْكِ الْعَدُوُ وَإِنَّهُ يَفْقَأُ الْعَيْنَ وَيَكْسِرُ السِّنِ. In one hadith, you can have a lot of benefits, fiqh issue, aqidah issue, adequate issue and manners. One hadith, but it needs understanding, looking, thinking, pondering on, tafakkur, tadabbur. Al-Imam Shafi'i was mentioned that in one hadith, he got more than 70 issues, 70 manners, 70 mas'ala, rules in one single hadith. It's not just that he looks the apparent words only, but also all this. Naam. So in this hadith again, how the Sahaba used to take serious the commands of the Prophet ﷺ, the prohibition of the Prophet ﷺ, not only to themselves, how they were conveying that to the people, how they were strong on the haq. Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim. And through that, the haq spread. Naam, especially the Sahaba, they mentioned Prophet ﷺ did it, Prophet ﷺ said, Prophet ﷺ forbade it. All this to connect people to the legislation, to the wahi. وَأَدْعَى لِلْقَبُولِ وَالْإِنْقِيَادِ وَالْإِسْتِسْلَامِ. One more hadith. بَابُ لَا تَصُبُّ الرِّيحِ. قال إمام بخاري حدثنا يحيى بن بكير قال حدثنا ليث عن يونس عن ابن شهاب عن ثابت بن قيس أنه أبا هريرة Yeah, Ikhwan, just to go back, the issue of looking at the outcome is very important, even for father, mother. Wallahi, some parent, I personally know some parent who were honest, they make their kids deviate because of too much command. Every time the mother get mad, come on, read the Quran. Whenever get mad, come on, sit down there, 15 line now memorize. Sit down, stick in front of the kid, read it. This, yani, and the child is not ready that moment. Plus, this is not a mandatory on the child. Alhamdulillah. And day and night commands, day and night command. Even the what's principle is mixed with what's optional. The same way he's being commanded to pray Fajr, to wake up, he's being commanded to memorize the Quran. He's being commanded to every little thing. To him, it becomes too much. It become too much. La. Na'am, commands, enjoying the good, forbidding the evil, the principle, yes. Even Salah, which is second pillar of Islam, Al-Salam, he said, what? Enjoying it, the kids at the age of 7, beat them at the age of 10. This is the second pillar of Islam at the age of 10. Some parents, they beat the kids at the age of 6, 5, Wallahi, slap them. Some kids, they don't forget what father or mother did when he was young. Now, this age is very young. This age of talking, age of encouraging, age of alhamdulillah. Naam. Sheikh Al-Albani, rahmatullah, he didn't see to beat the kids. He said, how you beat it? Even at the age of, before age of 10, cannot be even beaten it. Other than Salah, it's a pillar of Islam. He said, how about any? Mawla ta'ala. But it was narrated from Salaf of Saleh, Sahaba like Ibn Umar. They used to discipline the kids with the laha, with the pronunciation, with the mystic. And muhim, to gather all of it to look the outcome. Whatever is used for some kid, they too much troublemakers and upside down, and you leave him Chinese. You need to stop them. But the easier, the lighter the way to stop them, the better. This is the rule. مَا كَانَ الرِّفْقُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَ وَمَا كَانَ الْعُنْفُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَانَ. Even though we think hardship is good, Prophet says no. Gentleness isn't never being something makes better. Hardship, never been something that is worse. Prophet say, not with me. Even though we may think, no, this is good to do it by force, that's not the rule. That's not the origin. Yes, some situations, some exceptional, some cases, yes, this is the haq. But the origin is gentleness, easiness. مَنْ يُحْرَمُ الرِّفْقُ يُحْرَمُ الْخَيْرُ كُلُّهُ. يا عائشة عليك بالرفق. يعني أحاديث كثيرة. قال باب الرفق. Review the book of Riyadh Salih. باب الرفق. The chapter of the رفق easiness in Riyadh Salih, in that noble book. So الحمد لله, even the father, the mother, look the environment too. Is environment child, a father and a mother, parents who are in Mecca, in Medina, it's not like a parent who are in Georgia. Rather, the same child is not acting. It's not acting the same. Because they understand the environment, they understand the culture, they understand the situation. Somebody bringing a child from Africa, you want to treat him the same way here? The child already, he read the papers. He filled up the application when he was coming to the country. Nobody can talk to you. Nobody can go around you. Nobody can even look at you, stare at you. A lot of things close to that, not worldly to that. Subhanallah, yes. So you have to look. One time a father called me. He said, talk to my son. He was 17. He said, this. He break my word. ask him. What did I say? What is the word? He promised he will do this, do this. I said, when was this promise? He said when he was 9 years old. Wallahi. I say, 9 years old, he was in Egypt. Now he's in Virginia. Now he's 18 or 16, around that. He had agreement with the father at 9 years old in Egypt. So the father, he can't take, he break his word. Say he was 9 years old and he was in Egypt and here he is in Virginia. Say, now this is not the way it is. He is not the same one, I said. The one who had the agreement with you is not this boy. This one is another one now. Talk to him nicely and alhamdulillah. Yani, so the situation is different. What can he remember? Agreement you gave to someone young age. And it doesn't mean he was not truthful. He was honest that day. It was deep in his heart. But now it's different. It's another day. So the person to look really the situations. Na'am. هذا أبواب يعني التربوات التربية raising especially kids raising them up is not easy سبحان الله عن أبي هريرة عن قال الإمام البخاري حدثنا يحيى بن بكير قال حدثنا ليث عن يونس عن ابن شهاب عن ثابت بن قيس أن أبا هريرة قال أخذت الناس الريح في طريق مكة وعمر حاج فاشتدت فقال عمر لمن حوله ما الريح فلم يرجعوا بشيء فاستحثثت راحلتي فأدركته فقلت بلغني أنك سألت عن الريح وإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الريح من روح الله تأتي بالرحمة وتأتي بالعذاب فلا تصبوها وسلوا الله خيرها وعوذوا من شرها Chapter 405, باب لا تسبوا الريح. Chapter 405, do not curse the wind. From ثابت بن قيس رضي الله تعالى عنه said, رحمه الله, said أبو هريرة said رضي الله تعالى عنه, a first wind blow on the people on the road to Makkah. يعني a wild wind, strong wind, blow on the people on the road to Makkah. While Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was making the Hajj, meaning Umar was the Muslim Khalifa, he led the Hajj. The Hajj is led by a leader, by the way. Remember this. Hajj shouldn't be performed individually. Hajj should have a leader. Naam. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, radiallahu ta'ala, Umar was making the Hajj. Umar said to those around him, what is the wind? What do you know about the wind? They didn't give any answer. The Sahabi, Abu Hurairah said, I urged my camel forward. I catch up with him, with Umar, and said, I have heard that you ask about the wind. I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, the wind is from the spirit, from the ruh of Allah. From the spirit of Allah. It brings mercy. It brings punishment. Do not curse it. Ask Allah for the good in it and seek refuge from the evil. From it is evil. In this hadith, الريحو من روح الله. The most of the ulama, based on what I read, they say من روح الله أي من رحمة الله. And one of those research who's reading said, Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned another meaning. I wish I could get that meaning. I couldn't get it. Because in this narration, wallahu a'lam, يعني it's like it's from the command of Allah. I don't know what the spirit is. It's al-muhim is from Allah. And the meaning, inshallah, is from Allah. The rih, the wind is from Allah. It brings mercy and it brings punishment. So the wind includes a punishment one and a mercy one. So do not curse it. La tasubbur, don't curse the wind. Don't say bad wind. Today is bad day. This year is bad. This is cursing. Don't say that. Yes, say it's hot day. Say it's cold day. This is not cursing. This is the reality. But don't curse the time. Don't curse the wind. Rather, ask Allah for the good in it and seek refuge from it is evil. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal, because He the one who making wind to blow up. He the one who caused it. It's not just to happen. A'udhu billah, don't be atheist. There is nothing just to happen. Everything happened. Everything, without exception, there must be something behind it. Till to the end, Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who made it move. Everything. And the one who Salat and Quran, وَلَهُ مَا سَكَّنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. So, this wind, there has to be something to make it move. A little stuff now on the carpet, if you see it, there has to be something to make it move. There must be. But you don't see it, doesn't mean there's no something to make it move. It's a wind. That wind, there must be something to make the wind move, even the wind itself. Whatever made that until everything, Allah is the cause, Azza wa Jal. Huwa musabbibul asbab. So, this wind is from Allah. It goes with the command of Allah. If you see it, there may be mercy in it, and there may be punishment in it. You know, some mercy, some wind, nasallahu alayhi wa sallam, it passes you, paralyze some people. Have you ever heard that? Someone who was just a walking normal, a type of wind, pass him, he's paralyzed now. Khalas, he can't move, he fell down. And you know, some wind destroyed the houses. Like the tornado destroyed the house, whole property. Seconds. La ilaha illallah. Within seconds, a huge building is gone. People start somehow just like the earthquake. Seconds. Allahu Akbar. So when you see the wind, the Sunnah of Prophet ﷺ is to ask Allah the mercy that which is in it, the good of it. And on the other hand, seek refuge with Allah from the evil of it. Don't take it just something happening, normal. It's not just a happening. And this is the one who benefits from the ayat of Allah, who benefits from the proofs of Allah, the signs of Allah, who his heart is alive. This wind, this rain, this earthquake, this tornado, this volcano, these things, Allah is the one who behind it. It's not just a happen. Allah made it happen. So the believer should fear and should ask Allah the good in it and seek refuge with Allah from the evil of it. Naam. Other than that, it will come people who was they saw a wind and they was expecting, they saw a cloud. And normally cloud comes with rain and khair and mercy. That was what they call, that was their day. Astaghfirullah. That was the day, yani Allah destroyed them. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْا عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَةٍ, when they saw a cloud going, approaching their cities and their valleys, their places, قَالُوا هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْطِرُنَا, they said, this is a rain, clouds raining us. بَلْ هُوَ مَسْتَعْجَلْتُمْ بِهِ رِيحٌ, it is a wind, فِيهَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. So, the Sunnah of the Messenger ﷺ, when you see a wind, to ask Allah the good of it, and to ask Him to Subhanahu wa Taala to save you from the evil of whatever of that evil may be. Sometimes we know it is destroying the house, and sometimes it's hidden evil, diseases and the like. Now we don't know it. Wallahu alam. Wa sallallahu sallam ala Nabi Muhammad. Any correction or any question caused by my talk? Naam akhi. Yes, barakallahu. There is hadith, Prophet Sallam, he forbade the tithe to cut the tithe, the kinship. So now here we see the Sahabi, radiallahu to Abdullah bin Mughaffar al-Muzani, saying he's not talking to his navy anymore. Doesn't this consider cutting the tithe? Is this the question? Yes. The hadith, I really, Nasir, what do you understand? This hadith? Okay, Jazakallah khair. Okay. So now, Akhun Abu Damir, Hafidhullah says, since there are verses not to boycott the kinship, the ties of kinship, the relative. Can we say, can we understand that this hadith is was before those verses? Is that the question? Is this hadith of Abdullah ibn Mughaffar saying to his navy, I will never talk to you before those verses? So the verse abrogated that rule. And so therefore it's not allowed to boy cut the ties of kinship based on this hadith. Is this exactly the question? Or is close to that? Okay, okay. Does this hadith that narrate the Sahabi have been the ayah? Okay. No, this hadith, the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned, he used the hadith not to throw the slingshots to prove. He mentioned the hadith to prove this is not allowed. It's not allowed to use these things, slings. The Sahabi, he mentioned the hadith to prove it's not allowed, which means the hadith is not abrogated. The hadith is not, the rule is functioning. The rule of the hadith, the prohibition is there. And the verses which Allah forbade to boycott the ties of kinship is also there. Verses are not obligated. So how do we understand? This is not from boycotting the ties of kinship. This person is one who let himself to be boycotted because of the sin he committed. Because of the sin he committed. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he boycotted three companions, Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim, until Allah accept their repentance. Right or wrong? So, the ulama, they agree upon that the innovator can be boycotted because of the innovation. So now this is changing the evil. When really it's at the right time, boycotting the person, whether it's because of sin like this Sahabi, like this boy, or whether it's innovation, okay, whether it's a sin like the three companions, Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim, whom the Prophet sallam boycotted them, and he commanded the Sahaba to do the same, if the reason is there, then this rule is legislated. And the outcome also is there. It's applied the proper way. Now, this doesn't contradict the verses, the hadith, which call to say salam to the Muslim, to welcome the Muslim, to it doesn't. This is in an area. This is in an area. Is this understandable? So there is no contradiction. The origin and the rule is not to walk the Muslim, let alone your relative. But there is exceptional. If this relative is corrupted, spreading innovation, spreading sin, doing this, and this way is the best way to deal with him, to stop the evil, or others to refrain from the evil. So, if I understand the question, no contradiction. The verses commanding the ties of kinship, many hadith, sahihain, many, is still there. And this hadith, the Sahabi narrated, is there too. But each hadith should be applied at its right time. Even Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah, he said, some ulama, when they say, you know, the verse is not to fight the kuffar, not to make jihad. They say that it's abrogated. Now, is those verses, is abrogated? Same thing, he say, no, it's not abrogated. That's for the weak Muslim. It's not abrogated. The four ayat, the ayat which Allah forbade not to fight. Kufu aydiyakum, withhold your hands. Just establish the prayer. It's not abrogated. This verse is established. But on his situation, when a Muslim is weak. This is what those groups, they don't understand, who claim jihad, jihad. They didn't understand. They're from their problem. They didn't understand. So they bring the general ayah, they apply to specific cases, situations, which Muslim is really weak. He himself is the one who asked the kuffar to give him a shelter. They give him, and now he claims he is, where are you? So, inshallah, to summarize again, the hadith, this hadith, which the Sahabi apply, he mentioned the hadith, and whoever disobeyed that hadith, he boycott him, his nephew, it's not a contradiction to the hadith, to the ayat command to maintain the ties of kinship, because this is a situation, na'am, is different. Is exceptional, caused by the person himself to lose his right of matter of maintaining. He the one who lose it by disobeying the Messenger, then by disobeying his uncle. Naam. So no contradiction. The Sahabi through another one, he didn't boycott all his other relatives. He only that one. So this is exceptional. It's rather applying all the hadith or the ayat collectively, not only taking one part of it. So Prophet, he boycott some people. He boycott three companions. This is sound. It's a proof that when somebody deserves, it's in the deen to boycott. Okay? But on the other hand, the rule of the Messenger was not to boycott. Even the kuffar, let alone relative, rather to maintain, to welcome, na'am, to be patient with them. This is the origin, this is the rule. But some situation, the rule is also there. It depends. What need understanding, fiqh, sound understanding, is when to apply this. This is where we can mistake. Sometimes hardship is the right thing. This is what Allah likes. And sometimes easiness is what Allah likes. Which one Allah likes in this situation is what need understanding and fiqh. يؤتي الله الحكمة من يشاء والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.